Innisfail, Alta. RCMP from multiple regional jurisdictions caught a trio of Saskatchewan residents following a high-speed police chase involving two stolen vehicles that began a flight from capture from just outside of Innisfail and ended in Boden. RCMP Corporal Troy Savinkov said in a media release that at about 6 p.m. on October 19, Innisfail RCMP responded to numerous reports of two vehicles driving erratically in Red Deer County. Savinkov said Innisfail RCMP located the suspect vehicles, a white Toyota SUV and a black Ford sedan, on Highway 2A approaching Innisfail. The suspect vehicles, which appeared to be traveling in tandem, fled at a high rate of speed, passing motorists on the shoulder while trying to evade the police, said Savinkov. He said one of the vehicles became inoperable due to a blown tire and was located abandoned on Highway 2 just south of Innisfail. Savinkov said an investigation revealed the Toyota SUV had been stolen out of Cochrane earlier that morning, adding it was believed its occupants had boarded the black Ford sedan and continued south. A short time later, Olds RCMP received a report of suspicious activity near the town of Boden, where a black sedan had been abandoned after hitting a deer, said Savinkov. He said an investigation revealed the black Ford sedan had been stolen hours early from a local business outside of Innisfail and was the same vehicle that had fled from the Innisfail RCMP. Savinkov said Olds RCMP then received reports of suspicious people in Boden. With assistance from Olds RCMP and Didsbury RCMP as well as RCMP Police Dog Service, three suspects were located in the town of Boden, said Savinkov. He said Innisfail RCMP were able to link the suspicious persons to the stolen vehicles. Eric Philip Stevens, 34, Katie Fayant, 25, and Justine Morin, 24, all from Saskatchewan, have been jointly charged with possession of stolen property held, theft of motor vehicle, flight from police. Stevens was additionally charged with failing to comply with a release order. A bail hearing was held and Stevens was ordered to be remanded in custody with a court date set for November 6 at Red Deer Provincial Court. Fayant was additionally charged with possession of a controlled substance, while Morin was also charged with obstruction of a police officer. The pair were taken before a justice of the peace and released on an undertaking to appear at Red Deer Provincial Court on December 6. Innisfail RCMP want to thank the public for their assistance in reporting this incident to the police and want to encourage the community to continue to report any criminal or suspicious activity that the public observes, said Savinkov. The public plays an important role in helping to reduce, prevent and solve crime.